The Labor Party is calling on the Prime Minister to assure Australians that Coalition backbencher Gladys Liu is a fit and proper person to be a Member of Parliament. The ABC has raised questions about the recently elected MP's links to China, as Tom Eagledon explains.
Labor's now joining a call from the Centre Alliance for Gladys Liu to make a full explanation about the claims against her. Shadow Foreign Minister Penny Wong.
There have been questions raised for some time about whether Ms. Liu is a fit and proper person to be in the Australian Parliament. She gave an interview last night in an attempt to answer some of those questions, and we've only ended up with more questions.
That's a reference to a Sky News interview in which Ms. Liu gave contradictory and evasive answers on several questions. On the issue of whether she'd been a council member of two provincial chapters of the Chinese government's China Overseas Exchange Association, she said she couldn't recall, before adding she was never a member, and then suggesting her name may have been added without her knowledge. She also declined on multiple occasions to condemn China's militarisation of the South China Sea. Ms. Liu's colleagues are continuing to express support for her, fellow backbencher Vince Connolly.
I think we've all sort of been in those circumstances in interviews and discussions where, with hindsight, we could have perhaps chosen better words. I understand that Gladys will have more to say later today.
Senator Wong is calling on the Prime Minister to act.
So this is a test for Scott Morrison. He needs to come into the Parliament, make a statement and assure the Australian Parliament, and through them the Australian people, that Gladys Liu is fit and proper to be in the Parliament, a fit and proper person to be in the Australian Parliament.
Labor's had its fair share of problems on the question of the South China Sea. Former Senator Sam Dastyari was forced to resign after he took money from a Chinese donor, then contradicted the Labor Party's position on the South China Sea. The New South Wales Anti-Corruption Commission continues to probe the activities of the donor at the centre of that affair, billionaire property developer Huang Shengmo.
I can recall the Liberal Party making Sam Dastyari a test of Bill Shorten's leadership. Well, this is Scott Morrison's test. This is Scott Morrison's test. And there's another test for Scott Morrison. He claimed in the Parliament yesterday he was for integrity and against corruption, the same day that the Liberal Party voted against the National Integrity Commission.
Charles Sturt University Professor Clive Hamilton is an observer of China's influence on Australian political life. He spoke on ABC local radio this morning in Melbourne with presenter John Fain.
Well, there have now been a number of reports in the newspapers about Gladys Liu's alleged links to Chinese Communist Party linked organisations, and the latest one reported by the ABC yesterday is the most serious set of allegations.
And he says Ms. Liu's performance last night on Sky TV only adds to his concerns.
Gladys Liu, on that extraordinary interview, which was really a train wreck, was extremely evasive and forgetful and seemed to be extremely reluctant to say anything that would displease Beijing.
That's Clive Hamilton from Charles Sturt University, ending Tom Eagledon's report.